The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 51 through 62. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my house." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to follow you wherever you go. And yet, sometimes we procrastinate and we give all kinds of lame excuses. "Lord, I don't have the time right now." Or, "Lord, I'm too busy with other obligations right now." Therefore, Father, send us your Holy Spirit. As we today renew our commitment to follow Jesus, I'll go with him all the way. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 9. With special attention to the following verses. As they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "Yes, I will follow you wherever you go." What a wonderful and yet at the same time challenging statement on this Sunday morning as we worship our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. "I will follow you wherever you go." And yet if I were to ask you this morning, do we follow Jesus? "I will follow you wherever you go"? Or do we sometimes procrastinate? Do we sometimes use all kinds of lame excuses? "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." "Lord, let me first say farewell to those in my family." Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does, doesn't it? It happens to all of us. "Lord, I'm too busy right now. Lord, I have other priorities in my life that need my attention right now." Yes, do we follow Jesus? Do we sometimes then procrastinate or give all kinds of excuses, just like the two men in the gospel lesson for today? Unfortunately, they had other things in their mind that were more important to them before they could commit themselves wholeheartedly to Jesus. As a matter of fact, all of this happened as Jesus sent some messengers ahead of him to make preparations for him and his disciples in one of the villages of the Samaritans. But as soon as they arrived at the first village, They were met with great hostility and opposition because Jesus' face was set toward Jerusalem. And that was offensive to them. So when his two disciples, James and John, saw this, they were prepared to fight back. They were ready to retaliate, if you will, by force. They even asked Jesus, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" Jesus said no. Instead, he rebuked them and told them to go to another village of the Samaritans. And as they were on their way to another village, someone suddenly came up to Jesus and said, "I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus replied immediately, saying, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." This became very clear and evident when Jesus said to another one, "Follow me." But he replied immediately, saying, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." In other words, "Lord, I will follow you after my father dies and I have buried him." So Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And then another one said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first say farewell to my family at home." So Jesus also said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." In other words, "I will follow you, Lord, after I have had enough time to make all the preparations that are necessary before my departure and leave my family behind." Unfortunately, that also continues to be true today. Sometimes we also say we want to follow Jesus, and yet we use all kinds of lame excuses why we aren't quite ready to commit ourselves to Him all the way. And no one is suggesting this morning that we don't follow Jesus, because we do. Most of us, if not all of us here this morning, are here every Sunday. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. And most of us, if not all of us here this morning, study the Word, have fellowship, and say our prayers. And I commend you. Every one of you here this morning, for your dedication, your zeal, your commitment to worship Him every Sunday morning. But do we do it consistently and follow Him all the way? That is really the question this morning. In other words, not coming to worship Him every Sunday morning, either because we're tired or don't feel like coming to church, or because we don't like the hymns, or we don't like the sermon of the pastor, or we don't enjoy the fellowship after church, not studying or reading His Word every day, because we're more interested in reading the magazines and the newspapers and listening to the television news. Sometimes not taking more time to say our prayers every day because we're too busy, you see? We're too tired. Lord, at the end of the day, sometimes kids say, "Well, I have to do homework every day, and so I don't have time to say my prayers." Or those of us who still work, "I am too tired at the end of the day, and I want to eat and go to sleep for the next day." And yet, to follow Jesus takes a lot of sacrifice. As a matter of fact, to be a Christian is a way of life. And therefore, not an option, not a choice for us. We have to make time. We have to make a commitment to Jesus if we claim to be a disciple of Jesus and a follower of the Lamb, and not just a member of the church. It's easy to be a member of the church, but it's more challenging to be a disciple of Jesus, a follower of the Lamb. As a matter of fact, St. Luke writes in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42. Listen to what he says. They, the early Christians, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. Yes, they studied the Word. They had fellowship. They celebrated the sacrament and they prayed together consistently, not every other day or when they felt like doing it. No, they devoted themselves, yes, to follow Him wherever He goes and whatever He leads us. The words we sang during the hymn of the day, were we listening? I can hear my Savior calling, take thy crosses and follow me. Follow me? That's precisely what Jesus has done for each and every one of us here this morning as He took our cross all the way to Mount Calvary and suffered and died for us as the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. And by the way, Jesus didn't say, Father, I'm too tired to carry the cross for these Lutherans that shepherd in the pines. I don't see it in the scriptures. Father, I am not only tired, but I am not willing to suffer and die for the sins of the world. No, He didn't. On the contrary, St. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians, Jesus made Himself nothing. As He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross as a common criminal that He wasn't, because He was innocent. The words of Jesus Himself in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 45, for the Son of Man has not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. So to follow Jesus, we have to take up our own cross. It means going the extra mile as we take time out for worship every Sunday, as well as time for prayer, for fellowship, and for the study of the Word of God every day. It really means to let someone else, if necessary, bury our Father. And not to say, Lord, I'm too busy right now. It means to let someone else, if necessary, say farewell to our family and not say, Lord, I have other priorities in my life right now. And if we have failed in the past to follow Jesus, if we have failed in our commitment to Jesus and to take up our own cross, Jesus never fails us and He never turns His back on us. No, He doesn't. Jesus is always faithful and offers us again His forgiveness as we repent and promise with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit to do better in our commitment to Him and take up our own cross and follow Him all the way. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit as we promise to renew our commitment to follow Jesus every day, every week, every month, every year. And also to proclaim and share the gospel of Jesus Christ into our community. Remember what Jesus said? But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. May our prayer today be the words we're going to sing after the sermon today, the hymn of the cross. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own His cause or blush to speak His name? Yes, I will follow Him wherever you go. I will go with Him all the way. God bless you as you renew your commitment to follow Jesus again today. In your worship, your study of the Word, in the study of the doctrine of the apostles, partaking of the sacrament, and saying your prayers in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.